Civil rights activists are urging Utahns and thousands of other people across the country to cause good trouble today in the name of protecting America's democracy. Organizers of today's National Day of Action plan to send a message to leaders in Washington, D.C. to respect and protect the country's democracy. The events scheduled across the country are in honor of the late Congressman John Lewis, a civil rights leader who believed in causing nonviolent good trouble to challenge injustice. Lisa Gilbert with the nonprofit group Public Citizen says America's way of life is at risk.
We are navigating what is one of the most terrifying moments in our nation's history. We are all grappling with a rise of authoritarianism and lawlessness, and the rights, freedoms, and expectations of our very democracy are being challenged.
There are at least 10 Good Trouble Lives On events planned across Utah today, with several in the Salt Lake Valley, along with Heber City, Ogden, Cedar City, and St. George. For locations, go to goodtroubleliveson.org. Congressman Lewis, who died at age 80 on July 17, 2020, was a lifelong civil rights activist and leader who served Georgia's 5th Congressional District for over 30 years. Barbara Arnwine, founder of the Transformative Justice Coalition, wants to keep his legacy alive.
What we want the nation to know is that his legacy lives on, that the good trouble that he got into and that he fought for is not over.
Lewis may be best known for his participation in a 1963 civil rights march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, where he was attacked and severely beaten by police. The coalition's co-leader, Daryl Jones, says Lewis demanded action when he saw injustice.
One of the things that John Lewis would always say is that if you see something that's wrong, you have an obligation to speak up, to say something, to do something.
For Public News Service, I'm Isabel Charlet. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.